you're Mary Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your maiden name was Hilton.
Right. And my first marriage, my name was Parker.
You've had a few names.
I have, yeah. I was an MP, an MH.
Going through. And where were you born, Mary?
I'm from Claytonley Woods. I've lived there up to coming here.
Right.
You know, and I've been to the same church for 90 odd years, till I come here.
And what church was that?
St. Bede's at Clayton Green.
Oh, right.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah. Roughly, I do know. Is it a Catholic church?
It is, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Just past the Pines Hotel.
Oh, right, the big hotel.
On the right-hand side, yeah.
When were you born?
4th of July, 1920.
Right. And what did your parents do for a living?
They both worked in the mill. My dad and my mum, yeah.
Both of them?
Well, there's nothing else.
Not at that time, no.
My dad hated it. He got out and helped people to hay, make anything at all to get out. And then he went back, you know.
And what were the jobs in the mill? What
weaving.
They were
both weavers, yeah.
And where did you live?
I lived on Preston Road. Sometimes it's Whittle, sometimes it's Clayton. They change it, you know.
And did you have any brothers and sisters?
No, I didn't.
An only child?
Yeah.
And where did you go to school?
St. Bede's, yeah.
Right. And how old were you when you left school?
14.
And did you have any qualifications?
No, none at all.
Not at that age, no. But you wouldn't, would you, I suppose?
I don't know if you and my friends went to Lark Hill. And they were good, but I didn't want to go.
No.
I wanted to start work.
You did. To do that, you couldn't wait.
No.
You worked in a spinning or a weaving mill?
Winding.
It was a
mill that did everything.
Ah.
Spinning, winding, warping, weaving. Mm-hmm.
All those.
Yeah.
And what was your job?
Winding.
Is that what it's called, the official? A winder?
I think so. Yeah, there were two girls. We are time and me, and we did it. It showed us how to do it, you know. Mm. Used to fasten belts round us to start knotting, because we couldn't hold it in one hand, and you know.
Yeah. And which mill was that? Which mill were you working at?
Boothman's.
Boothman's, and where was that?
Down Mill Lane. The building is still there.
It's still there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where is that, in Chorley or?
No, it's in Whittle.
It's in Whittle, right. And what years did you do there, Mary?
What?
What years were you working there?
Just a winder, yeah.
Yeah.
For
how long?
2 or 3 years. Not long.
Hmm. So when you say you were doing the winding, can you tell me a bit more about that? Like the actual, you know, what you did.
Well, you put a cone on, and you fasten it to a bobbin.
Yeah.
And you tried to fill it, this bobbin, and then you took it off.
Mm.
Then you put another one on, you know.
So that was
and
it.
And that went to the warpers then.
To the warpers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then we were all upstairs, the winders and the warpers, and then I suppose it went down then to the weaving place.
Was that at the beginning of the process then, what you did?
Yeah.
Did you have any training?
Any?
Training at all, you know, how did you know what to do?
Well, we just copied off one another, you know.
You did, so you...
Somebody came to see us to fit these belts on, so as we could fasten, if it broke, you see, it to put it back again and knot it. Well, we couldn't do that with our hands.
No.
So they put a belt on and pressed it, that did it. The only thing was I didn't like about it, when you came out, you said it's Father Christmas, everything was white.
The cotton, the wig,
But, one of them things.
I'll come to some questions about that, you know, if you had to wear anything special. Did you do that job as a winder all the time you were at the mill? Was that your job?
That was my job. They wouldn't take any weaving.
No. Because of your disability.
You did very well
to do that job, really, didn't you?
My mother then tried to shove it out of sight, not let me use it, but...
Did you?
I think it upset her that much.
Yes, yeah. You know. And it was a different kind of world then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It did,
yeah. Do you know what you were paid? Can you remember?
Pay?
Yeah.
I think it were about £1.50 a week. And why I went there, I went to a confectioner's fair at school, the end of our row. I was only getting half a crown a week. And my mate said, why don't you come to the mill?
Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy the work?
No.
Because of, was it just hard for you, or like you said, you ended up covered in...
We did, yeah. Mm. Yeah, we did, yeah. Mm. That was the part I didn't like about it, you know, for your hair, you know. Yeah.
And was there anywhere to get rid of it or not? No, they didn't have... No,
you went home like that.
Just went home.
We're only a crossroads, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, you weren't so far.
Yeah.
How did you get to work?
Walk across the road, that's all, yeah.
And how long would that take?
5 minutes,
and you were there. Yeah, so a quick commute.
Yeah.
And what clothes or shoes did you have to wear?
Probably we had clogs on.
You had clogs, yeah. But nothing special in like your clothes?
No.
Nothing to protect you at all? And what hours did you do, Mary, every day?
7:30, and then you had a break at 8:00, and then your lunchtime, I think it was about 12, and then 5:30 you finished.
Right.
Yeah.
So quite a long day.
Well, they were, yeah. Mm. Sometimes you had to work Saturday morning. Not often, you know.
So it'd be Monday to Friday normally.
That's right.
And then sometimes on a Saturday, if there was like a big order, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Busy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you get paid extra to do the Saturday, or?
I suppose you did. I didn't do many Saturdays,
You wouldn't be too keen.
No.
Now, if you were sick or you were ill, did they pay you when you were off work?
Oh, no.
No sick pay or anything. And what about holidays?
I think you got a week, that role.
Just a week?
Yeah, just a week, yeah.
And would you get paid for that week?
I think you got holiday pay for that week, yeah.
And was that like Wakes Week, or was it over Christmas or Easter?
No, it was more like Wakes Week.
It was Wakes, so kind of in the summertime.
July, I think it was, yeah.
And probably all the mills would close, would they then?
You don't know whether they closed down or not, but...
But they gave you the holiday. What about your food when you were there? Did you take your own sandwiches, or was there a canteen or anything?
There was a canteen if you wanted to go in it, but we more or less had our own food.
You brought
your own.
So you brought kind of sandwiches and things.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And did all of you do that? Like you?
More or less,
I just did that. What did you get for lunch break then?
I think it was an hour.
All right.
I think so.
Yeah.
I won't swear to it.
No, but it wasn't just a few minutes or whatever, yeah. And what about the actual conditions in the mill? Was it very noisy?
Not in the winding room, no. Only in the weaving.
Right.
But it wasn't noisy. You could speak to one another.
You could.
Yeah.
What about, was it cold or was it very hot or?
No, it was all right.
No, it was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't too, you know.
No.
It was okay, the conditions. Were you busy all the time?
Yeah. As much as you could do, you got more pay.
You were paid by what you produced.
That's right, yeah.
Right. And you were producing cotton?
Yeah, that went to the wipers. Then the wipers sent it to the weavers, yeah.
And then what about when it went outside? Do you know where it went to?
No, I don't know.
It went abroad or... So did you have to do a certain amount? You know, did you have like targets or...
No, we had targets, but we tried to, as much as we could, the more you weave, the more you wind.
The more you got.
Yeah.
Were you able to chat though while you were?
Yeah. Like I said, there was no noise much, not like it was a weaving shed. No.
What about the machinery? Was there any of it that was dangerous or anything, you know, that you'd be...
I don't think so. No. Not to us.
No. Not what you... Yeah. There's more the weaving, I suppose, would it?
There is, yes. Yeah.
The looms.
Yeah. Mm.
So what about any health and safety rules? Was there any regulation?
I don't think they did them, Dave. No.
And do you think anything changed while you were working there or not?
No, I don't think so.
None of the methods, no. Are there any special words or terms that you used during your time that we don't really hear about nowadays?
I don't think so.
No, nothing unusual. Did anybody swear or use swear words?
Probably there were no men near us, you see.
No, I don't think we did. And what about, can you remember who your immediate boss or your manager was?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I remember him. It was Mr. Althorpe. Also? Who was our manager.
Right. Yeah. You remember him then?
Yeah. He lived near me anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So you knew him?
Oh, I knew him, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
So what was he like then?
Oh, he was all right. Yeah.
He was okay.
He wasn't too strict, but he wasn't too soft either, so you know.
Yes, yeah. And what about, was there any harassment or any, you know, kind of trouble of any kind?
No.
We were all...
You see, we were all women.
Yes.
Sometimes you can get...
Yeah.
With one another, but no, we didn't. No.
Were you all a similar age?
There was some a lot older than us.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Did they look after you, kind of?
No. We just went on our own, the younger ones.
Yeah, you stuck together.
Yeah.
So all the people around you then, all the other white, they were all women, yes?
Yes, they were all women, yeah.
And all the bosses, were they all men?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Would have been like that, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, they weren't they, in them days?
I know. And who did you work with?
I worked with Ethel Alden and Mary Clayton.
Oh, so you still remember the names?
Yeah.
And were you good friends as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, Mary's still living, but Ethel died.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
Ethel was older than us.
Mm.
Yeah.
So did you have fun?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you could talk...
Yeah. So you're able to have a bit of a laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Did you play any jokes?
No.
You know, what sticks in your mind the most about those days?
Well, getting all fluffed up, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I hated that.
I know.
Yeah.
Would it sort of go, would you feel like you could swallow, you know, would it go down?
Oh, no, but it was all in your hair.
It was in your hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your clothes, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, they were. Yeah.
So how did you get it out when you got home? How did you have to brush it all off?
Oh, yeah. And then you washed it, two or three. But they're only like linen dresses, you know.
Yes, yeah, quite light.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the worst thing.
Yeah.
Would you ever like to go back to those days?
Never. I worked in a shop after all my life on a light shop.
Did you? You went. What kind of a shop was that?
Well, Co-op.
Oh, right, the co-op.
I went to co-op, yeah. And then as they called the lads up, I went to work at George Mason's in Chorley. Mm-hmm. And the manager went, so I had to take over, you know.
Mm.
But I liked shop work.
You'll enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you stay at the co-op then?
Yeah. Well, then they closed all co-ops, didn't they?
They did the big ones, that sold furniture. Yeah.
There were seven in Leyland.
Right, seven
shops in London, and they all just went.
They just closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So what year was that roughly then when you finished?
Well, I worked with them in Leyland, and then I think I got married, of course, later, and I think I had my son. But I still went back to work.
You did?
Because an old aunt lived with me, so she looked after my lad, and I went to work,
You went back to work?
I've worked all my life.
You've worked all your life,
to be 62, I think.
Right.
Yeah. We had two in them days.
I know. There wasn't the support, really, was there?
No.
But you enjoyed your co-op days more than the mill days.
I did, yeah. Especially right, the divvy checks up.
Divvy checks.
There was a gum sheet, and as they paid each week, this strip, what we give them, what they spent, went on this gum sheet.
Right.
And then after every so often, they reckoned them up and they got the divvy for it. You know, you'll have heard about one.
Yeah.
But some of them put on wrong end up, but anyway.
Didn't know what you were going to get.
No, you didn't. No. But I enjoyed it.
You did enjoy that. Yeah.
And that was across from home and all.
Oh, right, so not too far.
Just at the top of the street where the mill was, yeah.
Oh, right, so you didn't have far to go then?
No,
so you were lucky, really.
Oh, yeah, I was, yeah.